This is True Crime Psychology and Personality, where we discuss the pathology behind some of the most horrific crimes and those who committed them from a scientifically informed perspective.
I'm Dr. Todd Grande. I have a PhD in counselor education and supervision, and I'm a licensed professional counselor of mental health. Dr. Todd Grande, that's my YouTube channel.
Today's question is, can I analyze the case of Mary Beth Tomaselli and Linda Roberts? First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the crime, then offer my analysis. Mary Beth Tomaselli was born on February 10, 1956. She had a sister named Linda Ann Roberts, who was born on June 2, 1957. When the sisters were young, their father, Anthony Tomaselli, moved the family to Palm Harbor, Florida. This is a small town 24 miles west of Tampa. The sisters live with their parents and one brother. Anthony worked as a barber. When he retired, he stayed in Palm Harbor. His wife died in the late 1990s. In 2004, he met a woman named Shirley Shannon, and they became romantically involved. The couple lived in a home at 530 Nottingham Close. Mary Beth married a heavy equipment operator. Her family members were not too happy about this. They viewed her husband as beneath her. He was described as having no common sense. The couple had two daughters. One of them was named Lauren. Mary Beth and her husband divorced in the early 2000s. Linda Roberts married a man named Ted, who allegedly mistreated her. He was arrested once, and Linda divorced him. However, she kept going back to him. They had an on-again, off-again relationship. In 2001, Linda started working as a secretary and nurse assistant for a physician who had a primary care practice with two locations. She became a patient of her employer as well, and he prescribed her medications. At various times, Mary Beth and her daughter Lauren also worked for the same physician. Eventually, the focus for all three women became Anthony Tomaselli. By early 2015, Anthony and his common-law wife, Shirley, both had serious medical concerns. Anthony had cancer, dementia, and cardiac problems. He was in pretty bad shape, but there was no clear indication of when he was going to die. Anthony could have lived for months or even years. Shirley's medical situation was more life-threatening. She died on February 22, 2015. Because Shirley had functioned as a caretaker for Anthony, Mary Beth and Linda now had a problem. The sisters stepped in and cared for their father. In addition, Mary Beth's daughter Lauren moved into Anthony's residence to provide him support. Mary Beth and Linda found caring for their father to be more difficult than they expected, and he refused to go into an assisted living program. This was particularly frustrating for the sisters because Anthony's insurance covered this type of service. The sisters did not know what to do. They were at their wits' end, and they had concerns about how much their father was going to suffer before he died. Anthony Tomaselli was not making wise health decisions. For example, he was regularly consuming alcohol, even though this did not mix well with the medication he was taking. He was actually using the alcohol to take the medication. Now moving to the timeline of the crime. On March 6, 2015, at 5:53 a.m., Mary Beth's daughter Lauren called 911 and reported a medical emergency. When first responders arrived, they found that Anthony Tomaselli was dead. Mary Beth and Linda told the authorities that they discovered their 85-year-old father unresponsive on the couch and attempted CPR as they directed Lauren to call 911. Considering Anthony's age and his many serious health problems, no autopsy was performed. The authorities assumed there was no foul play. The $120,000 that was generated through the sale of Anthony's home was split between Mary Beth, Linda, and their brother. The sisters went on with their lives. Linda decided to move to North Carolina to live with her ex-husband. Mary Beth stayed in Palm Harbor. A few years later, in August 2018, Mary Beth contacted a cover band musician named Anthony Marsh on Facebook, and they became romantically involved. Anthony was sometimes referred to as Tony. I will use the name Tony to avoid confusion between the two Anthonys. Tony had a reputation for engaging in casual sexual encounters. The romance between Mary Beth and Tony only lasted about a month. By this time, Linda had returned to Florida after allegedly being physically mistreated by her ex-husband in North Carolina. After being introduced to Tony, Linda reached out to him because, just like her sister Mary Beth, she also had low standards for romantic partners. Linda and Tony started a casual sexual relationship. Mary Beth, of course, was not too happy about this. It created an awkward situation due to her prior relationship with Tony. Throughout the romance with Tony, Linda demonstrated erratic and disturbing behavior, which bordered on stalking. Tony ended the relationship with her in January 2019. Linda wanted to continue having sex with Tony and was searching for some way to re-engage with him. She contacted him on February 12, 2019 and asked him to come to her home. After Tony arrived, Linda blamed her disturbing behavior on mental health problems and tried to explain where those problems originated. At this point, as Linda and Tony were sitting in Linda's living room, she started talking about the death of her father, Anthony Tomaselli. Sensing the conversation was headed to a dark place, Tony started recording Linda using his cell phone. It's not clear if she realized what he was doing, but based on the images that were generated, she should have. Here is the account that Linda gave to Tony. Back in early 2015, Linda and her sister Mary Beth were concerned about how much their father Anthony was suffering, so they decided to kill him. Linda did not believe her behavior was consistent with murder. She referred to it as euthanizing. During the early morning hours of March 6, 2015, the sisters implemented their plan. They did not want Lauren to find out what they were doing, so they gave her a sedative, telling her it was Tylenol. After Lauren was sedated and no longer a danger to the plan, Linda took about 15 of her prescribed Halcyon pills and mixed them with vodka and Diet Coke. This was the drink that Anthony had every night to take his medication. Halcyon is a benzodiazepine. The sisters hoped that Anthony would die after consuming this drug. Although Anthony did consume it as planned, he did not die. He fell asleep and woke up a few minutes later. Determined to complete their plan, the sisters took a pillow and tried to suffocate Anthony, but he fought them off. At this point, the women stuffed a washcloth down Anthony's throat, pinched his nose, and held down his arms. Anthony died as a result. Initially, Mary Beth and Linda were not too sure that Anthony was dead because he still had a pulse. They started to panic and wondered how this was possible. Eventually, they figured out this was caused by Anthony's pacemaker. It continued to operate even though he was dead. Mary Beth and Linda did not want to report Anthony's death immediately. They went to sleep and discovered him unresponsive in the morning.
Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer günstig und natürlich mit dem Aldi-Tiefpreisversprechen. Zum Beispiel knackiges Gemüse, saftiges Obst, frische Backwaren. Kurz gesagt, mehr Frische für alle. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote zum Tiefpreis in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
After hearing Linda's story of homicide, Tony asked her to turn herself in to the police. She refused, insisting that she did nothing wrong. She simply didn't want her father, Anthony, to suffer. On the next day, February 13, 2019, Tony went to the police and showed them the video. On March 5, the police interviewed Mary Beth Tomaselli and Linda Roberts. Mary Beth confessed right away. She claimed that she did not want her father, Anthony, to suffer, and she insisted that she did the right thing. As far as who had the idea of using the medication to kill, Mary Beth blamed Linda. When the police spoke to Linda, she initially lied. Eventually, she admitted to killing her father. Linda claimed that Mary Beth was the ringleader, so each sister blamed the other. Both sisters were arrested that same day and charged with first-degree murder. In 2021, Mary Beth entered into a plea bargain. She pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and was sentenced to 15 years in prison. Linda also pleaded guilty to second-degree murder. However, she received 20 years in prison. The women were able to avoid a first-degree murder conviction. Now moving to my analysis. Here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number one. Mary Beth and her sister Linda managed to commit a murder without being detected. They killed a victim who was elderly and seriously ill. Therefore, no one suspected foul play. After the sisters confessed and were arrested, the state maintained the position that the women committed murder, but did not believe they acted with malice. Mary Beth and Linda would have received the same financial benefit if they had simply waited for their father to die. So there really wasn't a money motive. The state believed that this case was sort of a mercy killing. Item number two, the confessions represent a significant mystery in this case. Anthony's death wasn't being investigated. It was not an open case. There was no case. His death had never been considered suspicious. If the sisters had simply remained silent, they never would have been caught. Why did Linda tell Tony about the murder? And why did the sisters confess to the police later? Here are my thoughts on what happened here. This is just a theory, my opinion. Mary Beth and Linda committed the same crime of murder, but for different reasons. Similarly, in the years following the murder, their reactions to their behavior were different. Mary Beth genuinely wanted her father not to suffer and was worried about upcoming surgeries that he was going to need. To her, it just didn't seem worth it for him to remain alive. She was thinking about this from his point of view, or at least that's what she believed. Linda shared some of the concerns about her father's suffering, but primarily she was tired of taking care of him. She wanted her father dead because it would be easier for her. The murder was Linda's idea. She was fully committed to the plan. Mary Beth would not have killed her father if Linda had not introduced the idea. In the aftermath of the murder, Mary Beth experienced shame and guilt. This prevented her from telling anybody about her crime. She felt badly about committing murder. This was not something she was eager to share with other people. Linda, on the other hand, was cold and callous. She did not have any guilt or shame. Rather, she viewed the murder she committed as an asset, something that could be used to her advantage. When she was rejected by Tony, Linda was not happy. She wanted to continue having sex with him and felt as though she needed to explain the behavior that drove him away. Linda decided to attribute her bad behavior to the murder. In a sense, Linda was playing the victim. Her mental health was harmed through her own homicidal actions. Of course, Linda framed the murder as a mercy killing. She was only doing what she needed to prevent her father from suffering. Linda received money for killing her father, but she would have received this anyway. The real value to her was emotional. The murder became part of her tragic story, a reason for people to feel sorry for her and to have sex with her. Item number three, was justice served in this case? Some people have been surprised by the state's position that Mary Beth and Linda did not act with malice. Again, the state argued that Anthony was in bad physical condition right before the murder. Therefore, the sisters were going to benefit financially soon either way. Money could not have been the motive for the homicide. I can appreciate the state's position, but there is another way to view this. Considering how the sisters had a history of impulsive behavior, it would not be surprising if they killed Anthony to get the money a little earlier than they would have. In addition, the nature of the murder was particularly heinous. The women drugged and suffocated their father. Their sadistic behavior was premeditated. I could understand leniency in this case if Anthony had stated some type of desire to die, like his daughters were truly attempting to fulfill his wishes. But that's not what happened here. The state should have pursued the original charge of first-degree murder. Now moving to my final thoughts. The functioning of Anthony's pacemaker and the panic this induced in Mary Beth and Linda reminds me of Edgar Allan Poe's The Telltale Heart. This is a short story about a killer who murdered a man and put the man's dismembered body under floorboards. While being questioned by the police, the killer, who may have had some mental health problems like psychosis, heard a heartbeat from under the floorboards and confessed. The case of the Tomaselli sisters demonstrates how the feelings from committing a homicide can be unexpected and manifest in unusual ways. In Linda's case, the telltale heart had nothing to do with feelings of guilt or shame, but rather connected with her own lack of empathy, self-centeredness, and impulsiveness. The telltale heart not only revealed a killer, it revealed her narcissism.
This has been True Crime Psychology and Personality from Ars Longa Media. This content is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Ars Longa, Vita Brevis.